Do you know, I want to thank, Alison's not here, which is a shame, because I wanted to thank her for me, Simon, because what a wonderful picture that was of our Jesus. He's willing to touch the unclean. What a picture that was. And thank you for the guys that shared in the worship right about there. Thank you for that this morning, and thank you for your testimony. You know, God is real. God is real. I believe truly with all my heart this morning in the healing power of our God. And I would not be up here doing this talk if I didn't. I feel so strongly about this because that's how I came to know the Lord Jesus as Saviour, as you know. He healed me instantly from depression. That's why it's close to my heart. And I started getting slightly concerned when at the elders meeting, I said, I'm going to preach on healing. And they said, why, rather you than me? And I said, oh no, what have I done? It is a big subject. It's a bit like Marmite. You either love it or you don't believe in it. I believe in it passionately. That's why I'm here today. And it is a very, very difficult subject. And I will admit that. I've had hours of contemplating. Oh, Lord, what do I say? What do I do? How do I put this across? Because let's be honest, if we were all healed every time, this planet would be a very crowded place. As, I don't know, most of you would remember Dad's Army. But there was a guy there, Fraser, and he used to say, we're all doomed. We're all going to die. And it's true, we are. Let's be honest. So God doesn't heal all the time. I don't know, what do you think? Let's hopefully dig a bit deeper. Now, I'm hoping technology is on my side. I forget which one, is it the right hand? Thank you. Me and technology just doesn't go well together. So I'd give credit to Wesley for helping me do this presentation. When you move, Wes, I'm going to be slightly concerned, you know. Don't leave home for a while, will you, mate? Okay, names of God. I've really enjoyed this subject. The names of God are extremely powerful. And we've seen many, many things over the last few weeks about providing, about the shepherd, about righteousness, about sanctifying. I'm glad you did those two, Jeremy. And today it's all about healing. Rapha, I love that. Jehovah Rapha. There's something about it, isn't there? There's an excitement to it. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Exodus 15, verse 26. If you would like to turn with me, and I'm going to try and put these on. I'm not used to this, okay? Okay. Oh, I can see it. Wow. I'm actually going to start at verse 22. I just felt I wanted to lead into what's going on here before we come on the chosen passage. So, verse 22, Exodus 15. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they travelled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. This is why the place is called Marah, means bitterness. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, what are we to drink? Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them, and there he tested them. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes, and if you pay attention to his commands, and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. They came to Elim. There were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Praise the Lord. If you look at verse 26 in a slightly more detailed way, he says, I will not bring on you any diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. But he actually gives four commands. He actually gives four commands in that passage. He actually says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. We heard it this morning, didn't we? Jeremy prayed that we would listen to God. How do we do that? How do we listen to God? Through preaching, singing us songs. The Lord speaks to me through my heart. I get something in my heart. I just feel, oh Lord, you're saying something to me. It's like when I first met Kath, I had these butterflies in me. Oh, as you do. I still have my love. Of course. But God speaks to me through that way. I get these butterflies. I know, oh, God's saying something. And as I was preparing this talk, I'll be honest with you, I started off very confidently and then doubt came in. And I was thinking, oh Lord, how can I say that? And I was all over the place. And the other day I went to see Jeremy and Wendy because I was not worked up about it, but I needed your advice. And Wendy suddenly said, and this is the importance of sharing. And I do believe God gives us pictures and visions, I really do. I tell you, it helped me this week. Wendy saw this picture, she said, this is before I said I was in turmoil. She said, I saw a compass, and it was all over the place, blah, 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 and then it suddenly pointed to Jesus. To me, it was like, wow, thank you, Lord. From that second on, I was totally set free to preach what I feel I need to preach on. Please share. If you feel you've got a picture from the Lord, it's up to me, the person you give it to, whether it is from God or not. I just knew from that minute on, the Lord basically gave me a, well, I'm not going to say a kick up the rear end, but he chastised me. He said, look, I gave you a word, you preach it. So I come confidently this morning that the Lord has laid this on my heart. And I want to preach what he's laid on my heart. It may be uncomfortable. It may not. I used to not enjoy when my father used to chastise me. But I'm so grateful he did. I would have grown up going off the rails probably. I wasn't mischievous or really naughty, but I, a bit like George, he's not here. He likes a bit of fun, you know. But he used to say, that would get you in trouble one day, my son. And I'm so grateful to that. So the Lord said, listen carefully to the voice of God. I want you to listen today, because I truly believe what God laid on my heart, I believe is from God. And that's up to you to go and decipher. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say. You may feel rebuked this morning, I don't know. Frankly, I don't really care, if I'm honest. That's hard, isn't it? But sometimes we need that. And I'm not ashamed to say that this morning. He also said, do what is right in my eyes. I've heard many people say, oh yeah, but Jesus came. He's taken away. We're saved by grace. I can live the way I like. I don't believe that. We are saved by grace. We are saved by grace. But I truly believe he still gives us rules to live by. I'm not saying we should live under the law, but I believe it's very important that we still want to follow what God wants in our lives. I really do. Do what is right in his eyes. He also said, pay attention to my commands. So, same again. The Ten Commandments, I think they're brilliant. I really do. People say, not for today. I disagree. I believe we should follow the Ten Commandments. My father used to say to me, follow the Ten Commandments, and it will see you through life. And it's true. Yeah, it's so true. And keep all my decrees. Four things, he said, and I will not bring any diseases upon you. But that's the one I struggled with. So if we don't follow, does God put diseases on us? I honestly and truly don't know. It's a hard thing to think or imagine. Now this gives us lots of questions to ask, and I'm asking home groups actually to look into this subject. Does God put diseases on us if we don't follow his commands? I haven't got the answer to it. I wish I did. And I want to do a digging deeper on this, and I've spoken to Jeremy. These are things we need to talk about. It's very easy to say, oh, let's just brush it under the carpet. It's not important. I believe it is important. I really believe it is important. So home groups, look into it. Do a study on it. And let's work our way through that. You'll be pleased to hear us. One page gone. Okay. So, where does sickness come from? The Bible doesn't actually say sickness came from so-and-so, but I truly believe it came from Genesis. Good old Adam and Eve again. As someone once said, it wasn't the apple in the tree, it was the pear on the ground that caused the problem. I like that. Genesis 2:17, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day you eat it, you shall surely die. Personally, I believe sickness entered our world at that point. There should be a picture of our lesson. So that's where it originates from. Now, do we suffer, as I say, if we have sinned? A difficult one. Right, we look at the first healing. To me, I may be wrong here, but I study it as much as I can, and I think the first healing that God shows is actually this wonderful place called Mara, where the water was bitter. And when they came to Mara, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. And they had a grumble. Poor old Moses, eh? Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and it became fit to drink. Why use a piece of wood? I don't know. But as we go further on the talk, it actually spoke to me. I thought, I see why he used a piece of wood. God's showing that you can use things, just as symbols, that are quite important. So as he threw this piece of wood into the water, it became sweet. Just grasp that. You know, we think, yeah, brilliant. Think about that. The whole lake became sweet. What a miracle. What a wonderful miracle of healing. Just one example of the power of our God. We sung that this morning. The power of God. Types of healing. Now, what is healing? What is healing? There are many, many different types of healing. We see the first one. Have mercy on me, for I am faint. Yeah, sorry, Psalms 2. Sorry, I meant to read that. Psalm 2. That does trouble me. I get running away because I get excited. Let's turn to Psalm 2. Actually, it says Psalm 6, sorry, verses 2 and 3. Sorry, it's up here. So you're looking up. Can you see that all right? Excellent. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is deep in anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Okay, so we're going to look first of all. Oh, yeah, there's David playing his harp, bless him. The Psalm of David. Okay. Yeah, types of healing. Here we go. Emotional healing. Okay. Right, first of all, he said in the psalm, I grow faint. What is emotional healing? Well, it can be anything, really, in your mind. And that was what I suffered from. I suffered from depression. So in a way, you could say that was a form of emotional healing. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, we all suffer from emotional distress sometimes. But the Lord can, I believe, set us free from those as well. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he does. He certainly did for me. That's why I'm passionate about praying for people with depression. I prayed for many. Some are healed, some are not. Why? I don't know. The second type of healing. Physical healing. Well, that's fairly obvious, isn't it? Broken bones, what have you. All types of illness. It says in the psalm, mentions his bones. I don't know about you, but as I'm getting older, already I find it my knees, you know, it's all that decoration, I think, yeah, oh Lord, bones. And also we see in 2 Kings, Hezekiah was healed. And in the New Testament, I could stand here all morning and talk to you about the different forms of healing that Jesus did. We heard of one this morning, leprosy, wow, fantastic. And the third one was a spiritual healing. Now that is a very powerful and a very important one. Someone said our diagnosis for spiritual healing is bad and our prognosis is terminal. But because of Jesus Christ, we have spiritual healing. He has set us free from death. So even though, yes, physically we do die, the greatest healing of all is at that point when we do die and we know Jesus Christ as our Saviour. you know, I lost my mother beginning of the year. I don't know why. It wasn't expected. We prayed. I prayed. Didn't happen. Did I blame God? No. Do I believe God doesn't heal? No. Because I know she is absolutely set free from all pain, all suffering. She is healed. Praise God. And I rejoice at that this morning. Yes, it's hard. But hallelujah. I get excited. Imagine if we didn't have Jesus. What a lost eternity. What hopelessness. What hope have we got? She's in a better place than we are. And I know there's people in the church that have lost dear ones over the last few months and years. But praise God, we have a wonderful God who can heal. So God has set standards for us to live on, to live by. Just for example, okay, imagine, we're getting a bit nitty gritty now, okay, imagine someone says types of different sickness, and just imagine someone goes to visit a red light district. Is that of God? Does God say, yeah, that's allowable? It's not allowable. So what happens? You may catch certain illnesses. Is that God's fault? Did God put that on you? Don't know. Did he? I believe he didn't. He gave you a set of rules to live by. He gave us marriage to stand by. And marriage is gradually being eroded away, isn't it, in our society? You know? We hear gay marriages now is acceptable. I disagree. I'm sorry. Shoot me down if you want. I don't believe that. I believe we're playing a very dangerous game. Is that God's fault? He's given us a set of rules to live by. And people turn to their own way. And then they say, why have I got illnesses? Is it fair that people that are innocent are caught up in those illnesses? No, it's not. I'll give you an example. On holiday, okay, we have a little rule. If we go on the beach, we have ice creams. I love it. I love ice creams. Okay, I'm the first one in the queue. But we have a rule. You mess about and we don't have ice creams. Okay? And they think, oh, you good old dad, you don't mean it. He loves ice creams more than we do. So one of them steps out of line. Right, that's it. No ice creams. And we don't have any ice creams. I get really annoyed. Is that fair? Is that fair on me? No. Is it fair on Kat? She's a bit tight, actually. You never have an ice cream, anyway. She also says, I won't have an ice cream, then wants mine. Can I have a lick of Is that fair on the other boys that haven't been good? No, it's not. But I tell you what, the next day, when I say, no ice creams if we're out of order, they're as good as gold. So, is that the same? Is that the same? It's unfair sometimes, isn't it? It's not just in our eyes. But is God teaching us something? Actually, there aren't nasty diseases out there. I'm not going to mess around. Because God has given us a set of rules to live by. And sometimes we can just play around with God a bit, can't we? We can just take him for granted. Jeremy, last week at communion, was talking about, you know, the holiness. It was Paul. The holiness of God you brought in to the service, Paul. And I thought, yeah, sometimes we can take that for granted. You know, God is a God of love. That's what we hear. A lot of the songs that are written nowadays, I'm going off on one now, are all written about love. Oh, God loves me and I love him. And wonderful songs. But where's the holiness gone? Where's the fear and the awesomeness of God gone in our songs that we hear today? And I'm concerned that the church, not this church, every church, is going down this road of God loves us. I can feel all the tax things. Not me. God doesn't mind because I'm saved by grace. Wrong. I disagree. I'm not saying we should go around in this heaviness. Oh, God loves me, but it's hard going. There's a freedom in it. There's a freedom if you follow the laws of God. Nicky Gumbel gives this wonderful picture on Alpha about a football match and how he took his son along. If you've heard this, sorry, but some of you may not have. And the referee hadn't turned up. So they said, Nicky, you referee the match. He said, I've got a clue about football rules. But anyway, we had a game of football and off they went. And one of the boys kicked another one and said, that's a foul. And Nicky said, I don't know, that's not a foul, play on. So he played on, and then one of them scored a goal and it was offside. They said, that was offside, sir. And Nicky said, no goal, play on. There was anarchy. There was bodies lying over the pitch. There was anarchy. And then the referee turned up, the proper referee. He got his, the timing's wrong. And he said, what is going on? So he set up the rules. He set up the flags. He blew his whistle. He got his card out. That's a foul. Now, which game was more exciting? The one with rules or the one without rules? Now, I think that's a wonderful picture of God. He's given us rules. Is there freedom in that? I believe there is. Or is there freedom in living the way you want? And you see broken marriages. You see adultery. You see all these terrible things that I listen to every day on Five Live. Stories of brokenness. I think it's quite good to listen to those things sometimes because it wakes us up to what's going on out there. I've totally gone off on one. Where do we get to? Spiritual healing. So, I hope that answers in a way the rules that God has set for us. I hope that answers in some way that, yeah, some of us are caught up in things perhaps we wish we hadn't been. But that's the rules. And it's tough. And it's hard. Now, I'm not saying this morning, and please hear me, every illness is associated with things we've done wrong. I don't believe they are. They could be. They could be. Okay. Oh, that's a big one. Okay. So, types of healing. So, where does this leave us today? Well, NHS. I've heard people say they don't believe in things like that. I disagree. Thank God for the NHS. Remember the stick? That's why God showed me that stick. In a way, you could say good old NHS is a bit like that stick. God can use wonderful things like this. But in some ways, I struggle slightly with it. If I'm honest with you, I do. I believe God can heal. Just imagine. All right, we had absolute wonderful faith. We went up to the NHS hospital tomorrow and we said, right, I'm going to pray for every person in this hospital and they're all going to get well. Praise the Lord. The waiting list would go down. The economy would go up. Do we believe that? Or don't we believe that? It's a challenge, isn't it? Why not? If God can heal a whole lake with a stick, could he heal everyone in hospital? I don't know, it's a big thing, isn't it? But there again, I've drawn myself to the conclusion, well, God used a stick, so he can use doctors. And I'm not saying things like that are bad, they're wonderful. I myself received certain things, treatments when I've cut my hand and things like this from the hospitals. Fantastic. There's some gory pictures coming up now. Operations, praise God for those men or ladies. Praise God for them. Wonderful people. Tablets. Oh, my wife had a headache this morning. What's she do? Take tablet. Did I pray for her? No. Now, Wendy's not here today, but pass this on, Chris, won't you? Sally, sorry. Sorry, Sally, thank you. Two elders meetings ago, we turned up at Chris's house and Sally's, and hi Sally, how are you? Oh, well, I've got a bit of a migraine actually. Oh, have you? Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, coffee's lovely when you're ready. So we all go and sit down. There's poor Sally, you know, bless her, she didn't mind. I'm being painting a hard picture. She loves trying all these cakes out on us and things. But when I got home, I thought to myself, you selfish thing. Did you offer to pray for her? No, I didn't. Could I have prayed for her? Yes, I could. Would it have worked? I don't know. But at least I would have brought God into that situation. I chose not to. Think about that. And we're very good, aren't we, when you come through the doors. I'm sure you've done it yourself. How are you? Oh, fine. Actually, I'm not. No, I'm fine. For some reason, we don't want to say that we're not. Why is that? Are you fine? Well, actually, I'm not. I've got this bad leg. Could you pray for me? Yeah, I'll pray for you. And I'll be honest with you, I always do that. If anyone says to me, they're not feeling very well, I say, let's pray for it. Does God heal? I don't know. He may not. He may. But at least I brought him into that situation. And this is what I want to keep firing across to you this morning. I would love to be in a church where you come through those doors and you are real with each other. Are you well? No, I had a terrible week. Let's pray about it. Wendy shared a picture for me. It blessed me. She could have kept it to herself. I would have lost out. I've encouraged Wendy this morning. She didn't lose out. Are we doing that? No. I think we should do a series on spiritual gifts. I really do. I felt stirred up as I was preparing this talk. We don't talk about it enough. I believe we should. I come from a Pentecostal background, okay? I'm sorry. But I do. But I can't help it. I've seen too many things and experienced too many things to deny it. I can't come up here this morning. I could preach a comfortable sermon this morning. But I'm not into that. I want to preach reality. I want to preach, and I know you all do. Don't get me wrong. You all do. And I appreciate you guys so much. But I'm just saying to you, what God has laid on my heart is sometimes uncomfortable. But I will preach it because I believe it's right. There we go again. These wonderful guys. NHS is a wonderful thing, but here's a few facts about it. Around 3 million people are treated in the NHS in England every week. When the NHS was launched in 1948, it had a budget of 437 million. I thought that was a lot. I didn't realise it was that amount of money in that time. Roughly 9 billion at today's value. For 2011 and 12, it's around 106 billion pounds. That's a lot of sick people. Wow. Now we're coming on to today. Where are we today? Can God heal today? I believe he can. We're going to see some wonderful pictures coming up here. Just imagine that. You know, we look at these pictures and we think, yeah, that's really nice, isn't it? But just imagine that. That guy, how long had he been laid there? And yet along comes Jesus. And instantly he is healed. This is my favourite. Look at this. Blind man. Imagine that man's life. I don't know how old he is. He's been like that for years. And yet, look at that. Wow. One touch from Jesus and he's healed. Again, just walking around, praying. I love these pictures they do of Jesus, you know, all neat. And these guys, they couldn't get to him, but they knew, his friends knew. I don't know if the guy himself knew, but his friends knew, if only I can get Jesus. This our friend to Jesus. We know he's going to be made well. I would not be happy about a hole in the roof. Do you know what I thought? When I thought about this, okay, I thought after, I bet those guys and that man went back and mended the roof. I've never thought of that. I bet they did. I truly believe they did. And there it is again. What faith. What faith they've got. So what about today? Where are we today? Here now. Do we believe that Jesus Christ can heal? Well, as we just saw, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Wow, that's some statement. Wow. And whenever he went into the villages or towns or countryside, they placed the sick in marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it was healed. God, Jesus was really showing his power and his authority, wasn't he, at that time? What about today? Is that relevant for today? I love this picture. I love this picture. There's a guy. Actually, did you ever watch Neighbours? Because he looks like, is it Harold? I looked at that, I thought it was Harold. Bless him. I'm going back a bit now, but my word. Oh, it's Harold praying for someone. Okay, sorry. there's this guy praying. What a picture. Jesus is with him, praying with him. I tell you, that really encouraged me, that when we pray in the name of Jesus, I truly believe he's there with us. And there's another guy praying. Now, some people, you know, you might think, well, that's not for today. I don't know. If you believe that, that's between you and the Lord. I truly believe that it is for today. So, very truly, okay, now people say, well, who can pray? The Bible says, we'll come on to it in a minute, call on the elders of the church. But we have here, John 14:12. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me. So who's whoever? I look at that as us, isn't it? It's us today. Whoever, you. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Whoever. Does that mean, well, I can't see on there anywhere. It says, well, until the year 2008, and then it all stops. It doesn't say that. My Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. He's the same. So if he's healing then, I believe he can heal now, today. Because the Bible doesn't say any different. Am I right there, or am I? Thank you, Brian. Bless you. And as I said earlier, if anyone among you is sick, let him call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. That's quite a statement, isn't it? I was talking about this to different people, and Brian, bless you, shared with me, correct me if I'm wrong, a few weeks ago, you had sciatica, correct? Went to the doctor, didn't sort of work, and then you said, hang on a minute, I've had enough of this, and you prayed, correct? And it went, correct, thank you. It's nodding. Jeremy shared with me the other day. He went down to some youth, was it down at Shepton Mallet a few years ago? And were you showing off slightly, Jeremy, on a bike or something, did I hear? Yeah? I can't imagine you doing that. And you fell off the bike and injured your back, and you were in agony. A meeting, and young people in the church, are they still here today? Or? Yeah? Young people prayed for Jeremy. What happened? He got up. Back was better. Wow. Does God heal today? Yes, he does. We heard a testimony the very morning, bless you, on cold. So what are we going to do? I've rarely come to the end of what I want to say. Sometimes you can say too much, can't you? But I want to raise our faith levels this morning. As I said, God doesn't heal every time. Why? I don't know. But I tell you what, okay, and I'm not going to keep harking on about it, but I think it's very important. I had a friend that preached to me for years about Jesus, and I just used to laugh him off, basically. Oh, he's off on one. And he'd ring me up once a year. I thought, here we go, another Bible bashing session. But I tell you what, something went in there, and then when I suffered from depression, that all came back to me. I was on drugs and all sorts, doctors' drugs to get me better. None of them worked. I was desperate. And I cried out, and I was healed instantly. Seriously, I can give you the name and address of my employer, because they came to see me on a Friday. And they said, we can keep paying you for another 6 months. Don't worry about that. It's not a problem. Don't rush back. Saturday is when I cried out to the Lord and he healed me. Back at work Monday. Right, lads, let's go. And they looked at me and thought, oh, he's gone off on one now. He has gone off on one. I said, no, I've been healed by God. I'm fine. Absolutely fine. Let's get going. And they will tell you that. In fact, two of them became, Rob and Len, both became Christians because of that. They saw the miraculous power of God. Can that happen today? I believe it can. I truly believe it can. So, I just felt I needed to share that, to raise your faith level. It says a prayer offered in faith. Now I can assure you I got faith. I got absolute faith. I can't deny it. There's two couples, not in this church, that we know, and both of them have been trying to have family for years. Both couldn't. Again, just passing by, let me pray. Prayed for them. Both have now got children. Praise God, it works. Their faith level's risen since mine certainly has. So, we're going to come to our last song, please, guys. And I cannot preach a message like this without offering prayer. And I can't preach a message like this without encouraging you. And please hear me. You may have the gift of healing. You may have. Have you ever tried it? Bring Jesus into that situation. I can't emphasise that enough this morning. If you don't, we're just going to all leave the same, aren't we? You might have the gift of healing. Ask God. Try it. Pray for someone. Louis, bless your heart. We were sharing to me the other day about Jeremy's got sore hands. I said, do you pray for him, Louis? He said, yeah, I don't know. I pray at home. Bless you. I said, did you pray for him? He said, no, I didn't. I encourage you to do that. If you meet people that are ill, you might look an idiot. So what? I don't care. Let me pray for you. So I want to, first of all, emphasize the importance of doing that. And I want to emphasize the importance of responding to God if you feel you need a touch from God. And we're just going to have a time of prayer. Now, I'm not going to make a big thing of this, but we're simply going to sing through this song. I'm going to stand down the front, and I invite any of the elders, it says call on the elders, I invite any of the elders that would like to come to the front and pray. We will pray for you this morning. He may heal you, he may not, I don't know. But we're bringing Jesus into your situation and let him do what he wants. So can we all stand and let's sing this wonderful chorus. Richard, can we just go to the last verse a minute on the screen? I just want to look at that. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace. No work too hard for him. In faith, receive from him. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. Thank you, Richard.